WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski. We're coming to you live from SUNY Delhi. Tonight is the kickoff of six games in 3 days. We have our Delaware League Boys and Girls Basketball Championships tonight, again here live from SUNY Delhi. And a big thank you to them for setting us up here tonight. Courtside, always fun to be up at the Fieldhouse. So our Girls Championship is first tonight. We have South Courtright Andes taking on Stanford Jefferson. That's a pretty familiar matchup in this game. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Well, Greg, we're back here again. Fun to have you for the kickoff of, again, six games in 3 days. We'll have the Delaware League tonight, the Tri-Valley tomorrow, and the MAC on Saturday. Fun times with sectionals around the corner.
Yeah, championship weekend. You got to love this time of year. Some great basketball. Should be exciting.
Greg and I are going to take a quick break here. We want to break everything down. We got a lot of numbers to throw at you, a lot of history to throw at you here, and the fans continue to trickle in on some snowy roads out there. So be careful if you're coming over to the game tonight. A little slick out there, but if you're staying home and you want to listen to us, that's great as well. There is no video stream for these two games, so you're stuck with us here on WCDO. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. It's the Girls Delaware League Championship tonight here at SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. The boys game will be at 7:30. That's going to feature South Courtright Andes and Margaretville. And Greg, this is the Rams, South Courtright Andes' 17th straight appearance in this game, and they have won 14 in a row and 15 of the last 16. Had to make sure I got that right. What an incredible run here by this Rams program.
Yeah, they're a formidable team over here in the Delaware League, and if I'm not mistaken, it's been by several different coaches. It hasn't just been one coach the entire time. So it's kind of a tradition at South Courtright Andes that, hey, if you're a girl, you play basketball.
Yeah, Josh has been doing it for, it's got to be 10, 12, 14 years now, but the famous Harry Neeson before him getting it done, winning a state title with Jess Lang and that whole group, just a really fantastic tradition here at SK. But here we go, the 1 and 2 seeds in the league and in the section. This is a battle that we will probably see tonight and maybe see again down the road, but let's dive into the background here, Greg, of both of these teams.
Yeah, South Courtright Andes comes in 16-1, 5-0 in the Delaware League. As you said, they're the number one seed in the Section 4 Class C tournament. Their only blemish on the season came way back on December 7th in the Pat Grasso Tournament Championship game, which is held at Lawrence. They lost a game to Bainbridge Guilford 51-46. These two teams have met previously. They played a couple weeks ago. South Courtright Andes defeated Stanford Jefferson 54-37. Stanford Jefferson comes in with a record of 14-2 and 4-1. in the league. Their only loss is to South Carolina Andes. They're the number two seed in the Class D section tournament. Their other loss was to Charlotte Valley, 37-30. So two evenly matched teams, should be a good contest.
Interested tonight, if you are unfamiliar with these teams, or if you are, it could be a battle of the bigs inside. South Courtright Andes with Addie Eckert and Caitlin Deisenroth, two dynamic players on the interior, will go toe-to-toe with McKenna Hoyt. McKenna is a junior here for Stanford Jefferson, one of the most dynamic players in the area. And Addie and McKenna can really fill it up here if we go to the NateLull.com top scorers page. Where do they rank, Coach?
Well, McKenna Hoyt is number one. She's from Stanford Jefferson. She averages 22.7 points per game. Addie Eckert is number two at 21.3 from South Courtright Andes. And Caitlin Deisenroth is number nine at 14.6.
And we don't want to jinx anything. I feel a little funny saying it because it's not a 1,000-point game, but a milestone is on the horizon for McKenna Hoyt. She needs 14 points to tie the school record for career points, 15 to break it. It'd be 1,619 points. And think about that. She's only a junior, and she's going to be over 1,600 points by the time tonight's game. Well, she is already over 1,600 points coming into tonight's game, so we are possibly looking at another 2,000-point score coming up. But if she gets it, she'll be passing her sister, Melanie Hoyt, who currently has the school record. Mel is having a fantastic Division II career at St. Anselm College out in New Hampshire. I mean, Mel is absolutely fantastic and is doing a really good job out there. Multiple Athlete of the Week awards. Her team is very good. Made a buzzer-beater shot last night for them to win in their Northeast 10 conference games. So just a really great athlete, and I know McKenna has had this goal in mind. It'd be special to do it here in the league championship.
Yeah, it would be. I had the opportunity to see McKenna play earlier in the year when they happened to travel to GMU. I stayed and watched that game. She's a very dynamic player. A lot of times you'll hear coaches or broadcasters talk about somebody being a three-level scorer. She's definitely that. What that means is she's capable of scoring on the interior, she's capable of scoring from the mid-range, and she's capable of knocking down that three-point shot. So she's a very dynamic player. I'm sure the defensive game plan for South Courtright Andes is, how do we limit her? You're not going to stop her. Like, how do we make her earn everything that she's going to get tonight?
And in the past, I've seen these two teams play. Got to see them play earlier in the year. Courtright really implies a team effort to slow her down. I mean, McKenna, there's a lot of chatter out there. I think that's fair to say. She has a Division I offer, and I think more will probably be coming. The jury is out. Some people think she's a Division I player. Some don't. I'll leave that up to the listeners to decide. I like to say she's just a ton of fun to watch. She's athletic. She can get up and down. She's very, very strong. And we'll see what the future holds for her. But it's special to be watching a player of her caliber here tonight. But Courtright always hits you with just great balance and great coaching. And so that's one thing that I've noticed in the past, is they will just take a team approach to try to slow her down. So we'll see. I think there's going to be a great chess match between the coaches tonight here as well.
Yeah, I like your comment there. You know, does it really matter what level of college basketball she plays?
Correct.
She's a college basketball player. Whether she plays Division I, II, or III, that's quite an accomplishment, especially for someone at such a small rural school here in New York State.
People always told me that they thought it was crazy that her sister was going to a Division II and she wasn't going to make it, and here she is in her senior year averaging a double-double and just doing a fantastic job. So I just like to throw that out there. I'll leave it out to everybody else to decide what they think. But this is a big one tonight. I think McKenna would trade the 1,000 points, the school record, everything to win a Delaware League championship. As far as we know, and I did the research this week, Jefferson girls have never won a Delaware League championship, and as far as we can tell, it was at least maybe somewhere around the year 2000 that Stanford won the Delaware League for the girls. So it would be a big one tonight if they could get that done. We're going to pause for the national anthem, the starting lineups here at SUNY Delhi. We'll be back, the Delaware League Girls Championship here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Cold winter weather. Tough vehicle starts. difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. South Courtright Andes girls taking on Stanford Jefferson in the 2025 Delaware League Girls Basketball Championship tonight here from SUNY Delhi. Greg is going to have the SKA starters for you.
Number 2, sophomore Nora Trimble. Senior, number 20, Caitlin Deisenroth. Senior, number 21, Addie Eckert. Junior number 23, Carly Drop, and junior number 24, Madison Reeves. SKA is coached by Josh Burrows.
On the other side for the Stanford Jefferson girls, they start with junior number 1, Emily Eklund, a senior number 2, the lone senior, Gabby Castillaja, a junior number 3, Desiree Hillis, a junior number 5, Tierney Turner, and a junior number 34, McKenna Hoyt. They are coached by Mr. George Nebesnik. Stanford Jefferson is in the black uniforms with the white trims, so Stanford Jefferson in white lettering across the front of the uniform. They've kind of gone with that black and white since merging, so to not really, you know, kind of show any allegiance to the purple of Stanford or the red of Jefferson. So they go with the black and white, and they've told me pregame their schools are working on kind of a combined mascot, so maybe somewhere down the road here we'll have a combined Stanford-Jefferson mascot. On the other side for SKA, they will have their white uniforms on with the blue trim, says Rams in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there as we get you set to start things off. And both of these, well, all three of these communities always, well, I should say all four of these communities really come out and support their teams. The stands really filling up behind us and across the floor as well. Always a great atmosphere, and you know, maybe we'll be back in a couple of weeks for the sectional finals. The brackets came out today, and that's always kind of the road of like, wow, we're here, Greg. The season, the end is on the horizon for some teams in the next coming weeks, and it's hard to believe we're here already, I guess.
Yeah, on the ride over, that was my thought exactly, is, geez, in a couple of weeks we might be back here with the same two teams playing in the semifinals, and then the following or two nights later, they might be back here playing again in the finals. So,
Greg, one thing I'm noticing as a glasses guy, Caitlin Deisenroth, all season, all career, has worn glasses. Tonight, no glasses. I'm assuming contacts. Maybe we'll get a chance to ask. But any player that I have known, Jolene Lusk from Cherry Valley, comes to mind that is a glasses person. You see them without their glasses, that they look so different. I wonder how that'll affect things. Maybe she's gone with the contacts. That's a little extra nugget to put out there. We'll see how that goes tonight. So we're all set to go here. Both teams getting their final words of wisdom. And I'll be relying on you, Coach, to see, you always see in a championship game, do you throw a little extra wrinkle in there on defense to try to confuse the other team? You know, in your experience over the years, do you like throwing something new because you get so used to playing each other? Is it fun to throw in a new wrinkle, or do you just need to stick to the bread and butter of your season?
Well, I think you want to go with what got you here, but at the same time, I think a lot of it depends on how many times you've played the other team. I mean, in this case, they've only played each other once, so it's not like they've played each other two times, and this is the third time they've seen each other. So I would always kind of hold a little back because you never know. They could meet in the sectional final.
We're going to jump it up, and this one tapped into the far corner, and SK's got it there, but stepping out of bounds was Nora Trimble. And so Stanford Jefferson will have the ball to start this game. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial. So they'll inbound it in front of the SKA bench here. Only a couple of seconds went off the clock. That ball got tipped into the far corner. SK tried to save it and then stepped out. So here we go. They go to McKenna Hoyt. Nice to have a 6 foot forward who can also take out and handle the ball.
And it looks like South Court Right Andy's opens in a box and one on Hoyt.
They'll hand one down low here. A block by Addie Eckert. It's out of bounds. It's going to stay with Stanford Jefferson. An early block there by Eckert, as Hoyt tried to dump it off there to Tierney Turner.
It looked like two blocks. It looked like Deisenroth blocked it first, and then Eckert got the second shot.
Stanford Jefferson will get it in. The left corner three is off the mark, out of bounds, and going to the Rams for their first possession of the game. They'll be going left to right. And we'll see what Stanford Jefferson decides to come out in here. They'll drop into the backcourt. 7.5 to go here in this first quarter. We are scoreless. First possession of the game here for South Court Right Andes. And here is Madison Reeves to Nora Trimble from the foul line off the back of the rim. She'll track it down. And the Rams will get another chance at it with a fresh shot clock. Here's Madison Reeves to the hoop. Missed that. Deisenroth with a chance, and that's blocked. And Hoyt's got a rebound. And McKenna Hoyt will bring it across the Broncos logo at midcourt here at SUNY Delhi. Hoyt to the right side. Got her pocket picked there. Ball came free. Deisenroth's trying to run down the left side here for the Rams. Stripped right back. And Stanford Jefferson has the ball again. Little game of hot potato here. We'll be thanking all our special sponsors throughout tonight's game as well. A lot of local businesses have stepped up to sponsor these 6 games in 3 days. We're glad to have them. Stanford Jefferson has it. Here's Hoyt, the junior. Wants a three from straight away. McKenna's shot is too hard. And a rebound here for Stanford Jefferson. And that one will go to the corner. A right side three. Died on the side of the rim there for Desiree Hillis. And Carly Drops got a rebound here for SK. Drop, a sneaky good guard in terms of rebounding the basketball. We'll keep an eye on that tonight. Here's Reeves, steps in from the left elbow. That's off the side of the rim. Both teams, maybe some early jitters and some cold shooting. And a block by Hoyt on Deisenroth. And we're still scoreless, almost 2 minutes into the ball game here.
Yeah, both teams, I think, are a little excited for the championship atmosphere.
Hoyt goes to the right side. Little give and go. Finds Emily Eklund into the green paint. Has to pull one back out. Goes to Hoyt on the left side in front of the SK bench. Hoyt, backdoor pass. Finds Tierney Turner, and her layup is up and good. And Stanford Jefferson takes the early 2-0 lead with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. And here comes Carly Drop across midcourt. To the right side. Again, SKA going left to right. Drop. Looking to come off of a screen. Gets into the paint. Little turnaround here. Coach, we'll get your thoughts on some defensive strategies from Stanford Jefferson at the next break. Here's Addie Eckert into the paint. Lost control of it. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Both teams scrambling for it here. We're going to have a jump. With 5:20 to go first quarter, Stanford Jefferson up 2-0.
Stanford Jefferson is playing a strange defense. I've implored a version of it before, but we'll talk about it shortly.
Carly dropped to the left side. We'll be doing the inbounding here for the Rams. And they go to Nora Trimble. Put on the line for a long... No, they'll stay at the three for Nora Trimble. And the Rams take an early 3-2 lead with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. And Stanford Jefferson gets across midcourt. They go back to Turner. Goes to the inside, and we got a charge. Setting her feet there was Deisenroth, and that one goes against Turner.
Really good defensive play there by Deisenroth. She kind of sacrificed her body and said, hey, you're going to get to the hoop. You're going to have to run through me.
5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's a 3-2 lead for South Court Right Andes against Stanford Jefferson. Addie Eckert in front of the scorer's table to the right side. Finds Deisenroth in the paint. Little floater, and she's fouled as she tries to go up for the shot. With 4:50 to go first quarter.
If that's on Turney, that's her second, and it is.
Wow, so two quick fouls, the charge and then the hack on the arm for Tierney Turner. And she's going to have to go to the bench, and the very capable Rosie Bevilacqua comes in here for Stanford Jefferson. She's had some monster nights off the bench here for SJ. So this will send Deisenroth to the line for the first time tonight for South Courtright Andes. Her first shot hit the rim twice and wouldn't go. I want to thank all our special sponsors for these three days, six games. Sydney Federal Credit Union, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney, and Houston and Benson Insurance in Delhi. And Deisenroth goes one out of two.
South Courtright Andes implements a little full court pressure here.
4-2, and now we got a traveling violation here on Stanford Jefferson, giving it back here to South Courtright Andes. Again, 17 straight appearances for this Rams girls program. And I'm sure some of the former players are sitting in the stands here tonight, hoping for another one. Trimble to the high post for Addie Eckert. Eckert, dribble drive, and that is, looks like a foul here again on Stanford Jefferson, and they're starting to pile up early. This one on Desiree Hillis. With 4:35 to go in this first quarter, SK leads 4-2, and Eckert will head to the line here for the Rams. Addie's going to step in, and her first shot is no good. Hit the rim three times and bounced out.
So Stanford Jefferson is playing three people man-to-man, and then they have two people that are playing a zone defense.
And here's Eckert going 0-2. Maybe some jitters, playing on the bigger college floor here, a little different depth perception. We'll see. SK certainly should be used to playing on this floor. They go to the right corner. A jumper here for Stanford Jefferson. No. A rebound for Nora Trimble. That shot was missed there by Hillis of SJ. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Still 4-2. And they go to Carly Drop on the left side. Chance of defense from the Stanford Jefferson student section. And here is Eckert off the glass from a tough angle. It's good for Addie Eckert.
Yeah, difficult bank shot there.
And the Rams lead 6-2 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bevilacqua with some numbers. 2-on-1 if she can hurry. Bevilacqua steps through. She's blocked by Deisenroth. And then an outlet pass to Carly Drop. Hoyt is going to get tied up there on a screen by Addie Eckert, and they're going to get Addie for a foul here.
That was a good call. She committed a moving screen there in the backcourt.
I don't think I'd want to block McKenna, but
no.
Addie tried to sacrifice the body there a little bit. 3:50 to go, first quarter. SK girls leading 6-2 here over Stanford Jefferson. And SJ looking to get it in. They find Hoyt at the top of the key. Hoyt looking for options. They're in the black with white trim. Hoyt inside, up off the glass, missed it. Rebound Bevilacqua. Her shot won't go. Eckert fighting for a rebound. It's out of bounds, and it's going to stay right here with SJ.
SKA is doing a good job of making McKenna work. Every time she touches the ball, she's got to work to get it. So they're doing a really nice job. She hasn't really had a clean look yet.
Stanford Jefferson gets it in a corner. Three is up and good for Gabby Castillaja. Makes it 6-5 with 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. SK leading by a point. That's a big three there for Stanford Jefferson. Drop comes off the corner and finds Addie Eckert to the right side. Eckert on the right low block, puts it up, partially blocked, gets a second chance, hits it, and she's fouled. And Addie doing a great job on the inside. She'll head back to the line.
Yeah, good job of following her own shot there. She missed the first one but didn't get discouraged. Went and got that rebound, put it in, and earned herself a possible old-fashioned three-point play.
Some other special sponsors for tonight's game include Morabito Energy Products, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, as Addie makes her shot at the line, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape in Hobart. So Addie with a quick 5 points here, and it's SKA 9, Stanford Jefferson 5. So we come up on 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's McKenna Hoyt. Nice spin move in the lane, and it's up and good, and McKenna doing some damage there on the break. Her first points of the evening make it 9-7. The Rams on top by 2. Delaware League Girls Championship game here tonight at SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Left corner here. They go back to Trimble. Pull-up jumper for Nora off the back of the rim is no good. And a rebound for Stanford Jefferson. And they'll look to bring it down the floor here with Eklund. Cross midcourt on the right wing side. Eklund picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Goes to the high post here. Little give and go. Eklund gets it back. Her jumper is good for Emily Eklund. That makes it 9-9.
Nice two-man game there with Stanford Jefferson and nice little pull-up mid-range jumper.
2:20 to go first quarter. We got a good one here in the Delaware League Girls Championship from SUNY Delhi. Right side of the floor for Madison Reeves. Steps in. Little floater for Madison is short. Rebound. Both teams fighting for it. Out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Stanford Jefferson. 2:10 to go here in the first.
So Stanford Jefferson is playing man-to-man against Drop, Eckert, and Dysonroth. And the other two players are kind of on either side of the paint. So they're kind of daring those other two players to shoot the ball.
Safe to say, pretty rare, Coach, in your experience?
I've used it in a couple games. It works pretty good because the other team has never seen it before, so they don't really know what to do.
Here's a steal by Addie Eckert in the backcourt. She's going to look to bring it down. Real quick, Coach, what do you run against something like that?
You probably run man-to-man or zone offense against it. You just want to get movement.
Here's Lexi Henderson off the bench, the hero from last year's Delaware League Championship game with her buzzer beater three. This time it won't go. And a rebound for Stanford Jefferson.
Because eventually you'll get two people that are being guarded, and they're running a man-to-man offense, so it'll work.
Here's Stanford Jefferson. They try to go to the inside, and Dysonroth's there to swat it away. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. We're tied 9-9. Delaware League Girls Championship game. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOSports.com. Our free audio is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. And Hoyt tries to thread the needle here. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Rams, so it will stay with SJ. Well, a little early run by the Rams, but Stanford Jefferson able to answer. They got a good one so far. Stanford Jefferson looking to get it in on the baseline. They find Beva Lockwood. She's got the left-handed layup up and good.
Good execution on an out-of-bounds play.
11-9. First lead of the game for Stanford Jefferson with 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. Right side for Eckert. Steps through, lays it up and in. A lot of contact there with Beva Lockwood, but they let it go. And Eckert's got seven. We're tied at 11 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Right side of the floor here for Stanford Jefferson. Now back to Eklund. Feeds one into the corner. A three ball here is too strong for Stanford Jefferson on the air ball. It's a rebound by Dysonroth. And the Rams bring it back down the floor. They find Nora Trimble on the baseline. Feeds one back out to Hendrickson. Straight away three now for Addie Eckert. That looks good, but it's wide right. And then a rebound by Stanford Jefferson. Here comes Emily Eklund across midcourt. Down the right wing side. Finding Hoyt with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hoyt comes off a screen. Backs her way down low. Nice little spin move and off the glass. The kiss is good for McKenna Hoyt. And SJ takes a 13-11 lead. 20 seconds to go first quarter.
Really nice patient move there from Hoyt.
Right corner. Hendrickson thought about a three, doesn't pull the trigger. Now goes high post for Eckert. Spin move for Addie. Off the glass, it's short. Dysonroth the rebound. She puts it up. A lot of contact, no call. Stanford Jefferson's got the rebound. 3 seconds left. McKenna to half court. Chucks up a three, and it's no good. End of the first quarter. Stanford Jefferson girls lead South Courtright Andes 13-11. The Delaware League Championship live from SUNY Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. We start the second quarter here from SUNY Delhi. Here's McKenna Hoyt. Stanford Jefferson has the ball. She muscles her way inside, puts it up and in off the glass. That's six early points from McKenna Hoyt, and SJ leads 15-11 over SKA. Rams have it. They go to the high post. Hendrickson, the jumper off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Bevilacqua here of Stanford Jefferson. Feels like SJ's got some momentum right now here, Coach.
Yeah, they're also doing a good job of not allowing SKA to get too many second-chance opportunities, and that's a key.
Here's Hoyt with a little jab step into the paint, and they're going to say double dribble.
Yep.
With 7:10 to go here in the second quarter. To me, it looks like South Courtright's still kind of figuring out how exactly they want to attack this unique defense.
Yes, I think they're trying to process it and figure out, hey, how are we going to try to attack this thing?
Hendrickson to the right side. Goes to Reeves. Little chest pass back to Hendrickson as SKA goes left to right. They trail 15-11. Dizenroth in the paint. Back out, finds Reeves from the foul line. Her jumper's off the right wing, or the right side of the rim, I should say. And a rebound to the right wing here for SJ. Eklund down the right side of the floor. Big possession coming here for Stanford Jefferson as they try to build this lead. Hoyt is at the high post. And they feed one into the corner for Hillis. They wheel one back around to the right side, looking for Hoyt there. 10 on the shot clock. Interior pass for Hillis. Tries to muscle one up. We got a foul on SK. And it's going to be on Dizenroth on the interior at the right low block. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Stanford Jefferson on top, 15-11.
I've been impressed with Stanford Jefferson's patience on the offensive end. They're doing a good job of moving the ball to the open person and not trying to force everything through McKenna. And the supporting cast has really stepped up and played well here so far early in this contest.
Desiree Hillis at the line misses the first shot, and the second one coming here for Hillis. And this one is up and good. Makes it 16-11 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. And here is Eckert across midcourt. SKA still trying to figure out what exactly they'd like to do here against this defense for Stanford Jefferson. And we got a charge here on Addie Eckert. Bevilacqua there planted her feet in the ground and took the contact.
I did like what South Courtright Indies tried to do on that play, though. They had two of the people that were being guarded kind of worked together in a ball screen action. So Dizenroth and Eckert were on the left side of the court, and they got a good look there. Addie just kind of went in there a little bit too aggressively.
And here comes Stanford Jefferson back down the floor, going right to left. They're going to whip one into the right corner here for Hillis. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Biggest lead of the game right now for Stanford Jefferson at 16-11. Hoyt comes off a screen, dribbles through two defenders, finds her way down low, up off the glass, and good. And McKenna is finding a sweet spot there, and she's got 8 points. It's 18-11. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Carly Drop with a long two. And the shots aren't falling right now for the Rams. A rebound for Bevilacqua. Eklund across midcourt. And to the left side. Stanford Jefferson, I like it, Coach. You said being very patient, and they are. And they're not forcing things to Hoyt. Madison Reeves has had the tall task of trying to chase McKenna around. And so far, McKenna has found a way to be patient and work her way through it. She rips one out here. A three on the far side is up and good. Her second three of the evening. Actually, it's her first. The other one was a long two for Gabby Castillaja.
Would not be surprised to see a timeout here for South Courtright Andy.
21-11 now. Stanford Jefferson on top of South Courtright with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Eckert steps back for a long two, and that won't go down. And another rebound for Stanford Jefferson. And Hoyt's going to walk it up the floor and take her time. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter. What a start here for Stanford Jefferson in the league championship game. McKenna took a funny step there. Looked like a little bit of an ankle roll, but appears to be okay. And now a steal by South Courtright Andes and Addie Eckert. Eckert will dribble it down the floor. Across midcourt on the left side. Plenty of time still left in this ball game, but SK has dug themselves a little bit of a hole with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Reeves to the right side, pulls up for a long two, and that's off the back of the rim. Carly dropped with a big rebound, kicks one back out to Reeves, and whips one through to the far side for Lexi Hendrickson. Lexi looking for some options, comes off a screen, a floater in the paint, is also no good. Just a little bit too much mustard on that one, and another rebound here for Stanford Jefferson. And SK's gone cold on about the last six possessions.
Yeah, they just need to see one go through the hoop here.
3:55 to go in the second quarter. Stanford Jefferson inside. They find Hoyt again. 10 points for Hoyt, and it's 23-11 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter, and now the Rams want to take a timeout. 23-11. Coach Burroughs wants to talk it over. A great start here for Stanford Jefferson. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. 3:45 to go in the second quarter, live from SUNY Delhi. And the Stanford Jefferson girls have jumped out to a 23-11 lead here over South Courtright. So out of the timeout, let's see what the Rams dial up here as they try to work their way back into this game before halftime. Left side of the floor for Hendrickson. Little jab. Didn't pull the interior pass. They go back to Eckert on the baseline. Addy up and underneath, and a block by McKenna Hoyt. And let's see if Hoyt will get in foul trouble or not here tonight. They really haven't gone at her so far. I believe, yes, that's her first.
But give Coach Burroughs credit. I think that was their best offensive possession of the game. Out of that timeout, they were patient. They set screens. The ball went from side to side, and they attacked the rim. Didn't settle.
Addie gets the first one at the line here for SKA. She's got 8 points. That cuts it to 23-12. What do you tell your team to not panic here in such a big moment, Coach?
You just have to play one possession at a time. Lots of game left.
Addie misses the second shot. A rebound from McKenna Hoyt, and she'll walk it down the floor here to set things up for Stanford Jefferson. And SKA has gotten some good looks, too. They just haven't gone down. If those start to go, they could cut their way back into it. But Stanford Jefferson has been tremendous. Hoyt finds Bevilacqua on another good look, but they finally miss one here on their end of the floor. It bounced off the underside of the rim. They go to Madison Reeves on the baseline. Reeves will pull it out. They go to Dizenraw. Zips one back over to Hendrickson. And now to find Addie Eckert for a long two for Addie. Too much on that. And another rebound here for Hoyt with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. 23-12 our score. Stanford Jefferson girls leading here in the league championship game. Trying to break a long unbeaten streak, 14 in a row for the SK girls here in the Delaware League. Here's a three ball on the right side, and it's too strong for Stanford Jefferson from Desiree Hillis. Eckert's got another rebound with 2.5 to go before the halftime break. Eckert to the right side, tries to step through, and we got another charge. And Bevilacqua's taken two of those and really stepped up big. And now Eckert's going to have to come out here. She's picked up her third personal.
Yeah, that's big.
23-12, our score right now. Eckert goes to the bench. The script is everything that Stanford Jefferson could hope for right now.
It'll be interesting to see if they change their defense to now only play two people man-to-man because she's out.
Bevilacqua tries to take it inside. It's blocked by Dizenroth. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with Stanford Jefferson. 2:15 to go in the second quarter.
And you would assume that Eckert is on the bench for the remainder of the half, so see if South Courtright Andes can cut into this lead.
And Stanford Jefferson trying to take advantage. They try to force a pass here on the out-of-bounds play to Hoyt. Knocked away there by the Rams defense. SJ finding Hoyt there. Comes down at an awkward angle, and the pass was thrown away. But we got a foul here on Stanford Jefferson as both teams are running back down the floor. Going to be on Bevilacqua. So she got tied up with somebody as they were coming forward.
Yeah, it looked like Drop was going to have kind of a breakaway. and then her legs kind of got tangled up there with the Stanford Jefferson player, and they called a foul.
Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 23-12. South Courtright girls trailing at Stanford Jefferson on the baseline. Here's Madison Reeves. The floater is well short. And a rebound here for Stanford Jefferson. And Bevilacqua's got it. And now head coach George Nebesnik wants to take a timeout. With 1:55 to go in the second quarter, SJ leading the South Courtright girls 23-12. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Some more special sponsors for our broadcast here tonight include the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Butts Concrete, Septic, and Sewer Cleaning in Masonville, Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, and Morabito Gresham Insurance. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. A steal now by South Courtright Andes out of the timeout. Here comes Madison Reeves as the Rams go left to right. Stanford Jefferson girls leading here in the Delaware League Championship game 23-12, trying to knock off South Courtright Andes. Comes in 16-1 on the year. Little corner two-point shot here for Nora Trimble is no good from about 15 feet. A rebound. Here comes McKenna Hoyt in transition. There's that spin move by Hoyt, but she goes down hard. Hopefully she's okay laying in the paint right now. Hoyt with that quick tornado-like spin move. Slow to get up, but appears to be okay. Deep breath, and she's going to run back down the floor. A turnover is going to give it back to South Courtright Andes. And again, McKenna's got 10 points. She needs 14 to tie the school record, 15 to break it. 4 points in a career with 1,619. And she's only a junior. Rams will have it, and they'll walk it down the floor here with Carly Drop. Drop across midcourt. And Drop looking for some options here. SK looking for a bucket late in the half. It'd be big. Hendrickson, a three in and out. Boy, it looked like it was going to go. And another rebound for McKenna Hoyt with a minute to go here, second quarter.
Yeah, that would have been a big basket there for the Rams.
Hoyt across midcourt to the near side. A three for Stanford Jefferson is off the back iron. And here comes SK with 50 seconds to go. Second quarter action here from SUNY Delhi. Carly Drop on the right side. Looking to float it to the interior. Drop. We'll work one back out to Lexi Hendrickson. Hendrickson, little killer crossover, left side. Down low, they find Trimble for the layup. Missed it. Dizenroth comes down hard, but it's a traveling violation with 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And now, I think SK is just thinking about every shot so much.
Yeah, and Hoyt's presence down there has impacted a couple of shots that they've kind of rushed a little. So,
yeah, it was great ball movement, good-looking layup opportunity, but it wouldn't go. Just a great first half here for Stanford Jefferson. Hoyt specifically with those 10 points. And SJ is across the midcourt timeline. They go to Hoyt. 20 seconds to go here in the second. And into the right-wing corner. Trying to hold it for the last shot here. Maybe Bevilacqua was going to force one up early. Missed it with 10 seconds left. Rebound for SK. Here's Madison Reeves. Down to 5 seconds. Feeds one for Carly Drop. Now back out. Reeves, a three at the buzzer. No. Softly hit the rim, but wouldn't go down. And our halftime score, Stanford Jefferson girls 23, South Courtright Andes 12. A high-flying first half here for this SJ team, Coach. Before we hit the break in our Morabito Energy Products halftime report, I mean, this is everything that Coach George could have hoped for here. It's got to give SJ a lot of confidence when you're trying to get over that hurdle of beating a team you've never beaten. This has got to go a long way.
It does have to go a long way, but the thing that I would be concerned about is, you know, you probably played a perfect half, and you're only ahead by 11 points. And they've had some good looks. They just need to make a couple baskets, the Rams do, and then kind of, you know, that everything will kind of go into sync. The other thing that you always have to keep in the back of your mind, especially in a situation like this, is the Rams have won, what did we say, 15 in a row?
14 in a row, 15 in the last 16.
So they've been here before. They know what to do. The game is far from over.
So we'll come back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a little bit. Halftime score, Stanford Jefferson 23, SK Girls 12. A reminder that we'll have the boys' championship game after this at about 7:30. That's going to be the SKA boys taking on Margaretville. The SK boys have won 9 league titles in a row. Last time they lost was to the Margaretville boys back in the 2012-2013 season. So a lot of history, a lot of storylines here tonight. So we'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers.
SFCU. Banking easier.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, we're live at SUNY Delhi for the Delaware League Girls Championship game. And our halftime report is brought to you by Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Again, this is game one of the Delaware League Championships. Tonight we'll have the boys game at about 7:30. And the Stanford Jefferson girls leading 23-12 over South Courtright Andes. And as we said, it's, you know, a lot of history when you get to these Delaware League Championship games. The SK girls, their 17th straight appearance, and they've won 14 in a row, and they've won 15 out of the last 16. Charlotte Valley was the only team in that run to dethrone them. So a lot of pressure, I would say, on SK every year when they come into this game. They always seem to be able to handle it. Right now they find themselves in a 23-12 hole. We've seen this where they've needed some magic. We call it that SK magic to come back in these games. Well, they're certainly going to need it here tonight. And just a great job, a unique defense by Stanford Jefferson. I thought they played very, very well. Cool, calm, and collected. I was just talking to Jeff Maliner here. He's here from Empire State Takeover, our good friend who covers basketball all throughout the Northeast, but especially all across New York State. And he just said, you know, I've never seen McKenna in a big moment like this play so cool, calm, and collected. And, I mean, she had 10 points in the first half to lead the way for Stanford Jefferson. Addie Eckert with 8 for South Courtright Andes. So, well, welcome Greg back in here. But, you know, Jeff and I were just talking. I was telling the listeners that he was impressed with how cool, calm, and collected McKenna was. Sometimes she's such a ball of energy in these games that maybe has worked against her in the past, but not tonight. I thought she really kept her cool, and now we were saying having a lead, maybe that helps you keep your cool out there.
Yeah, I thought she played very unselfish. I thought she just seemed to be very relaxed and not nervous.
No.
Just very much aware of her surroundings and what was going on and getting her teammates involved. So.
Yeah, just an excellent job by McKenna and her teammates. Rosie Bevilacqua coming off the bench, taking that charge, a couple of big buckets, some rebounds. I thought Turner and Hillis and Eklund, I mean, everybody, this has been a real team effort here for Stanford Jefferson. And again, I did my research this week. There's no official archives. I asked the athletic directors. Maybe somebody out there would know. But as far as we know, and we asked all the Jefferson, the old-timers, the coffee shop guys, they don't think the Jefferson girls have ever won, and I'm not trying to jinx you right now, knock on wood. They've never won the Delaware League for girls basketball. And as far as anybody in Stanford could remember, they thought it was the year 2000-ish the last time they won. And it makes sense, 17 straight years for SK being in this game. You had the Ray Preston Charlotte Valley teams. I mean, this league championship has been dominated by two schools for a long, long time.
And the thing that I think I would be most concerned about if I was a Rams fan is not the 11-point lead that Stanford Jefferson has. It would be the 3 fouls that Addie Eckert has. It's going to limit the way she can play. It's going to limit her aggressive opportunities on the offensive end of the floor. So I don't think the game is over, though, by any stretch of the imagination. We left at halftime and said it was a long way to go. I think if South Courtright Andes can make a couple of baskets and they can gain some confidence and see that ball go go through the hoop, this could be a totally different ball game in the second half.
We talked about it right before you jumped back on. SK Magic's a real thing. We've seen it happen time and time again. We saw it right here on this floor last year with a buzzer-beater three by a JV call-up to win the Delaware League Championship. So you just never know. All right. We'll wrap up our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter shortly. Delaware League Championship game live from SUNY Delhi tonight on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, 23-12 to start the third quarter. And here we go. We're underway back on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, all our web stream listeners out there on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Nora Trimble's shot is blocked out of bounds. She took a hard hit there, but appears to be okay. And I think this first 3 minutes is going to be a big stretch for SK here.
And Eckert starts the game, or starts the half, I should say, on the court with the three fouls. And South Courtright's offensive strategy was something that we talked about off the air. Did it exactly when you asked me what would you do, they did exactly what I said I would do. So let's see if that continues.
Eddie Eckert's back in the game. Trimble just missed a three ball off the inbounds pass. Eckert playing with those three fouls. As I said, they try to go inside to her. Here it's stripped by Stanford Jefferson, and here comes McKenna Hoyt. Down the right side of the floor. Stanford Jefferson's in the black uniforms with the white trim. They now go left to right. SK's in the home whites with the blue trim. A pass down low on the right low block. Little up and under here is missed. Good look there for Desiree Hillis, but it wouldn't go. Dizenroth with a rebound. And across midcourt to Addie Eckert. She's got to be careful here. Playing with those three fouls. Into the right corner. They go try to go to the high post. It was stripped again by Stanford Jefferson. Ball's on the floor. Somehow the Rams come out of there with it. At the right elbow.
Great hustle.
Really good hustle there by Reeves and Trimble. Reeves in the paint. Her jumper, no good. Too strong off the glass. She tried to bank it in, and it wouldn't go. Both teams scrambling for it on the floor. We got a jump ball. And it's not that SK isn't getting shots. It's just that they're not going. I don't know if they're overthinking it or what.
Well, the longer they go without making a basket, the smaller that basket appears. It's all about confidence.
6:50 to go in the third quarter. 23-12 our score. Stanford Jefferson on the tie-up. They get the jump ball. They bring it back across midcourt. And we got a traveling violation here on Emily Eklund, giving it back to the Rams. So the window is open here. The biggest thing, as we talked about a little bit off the air during the break, SK only scored 1 point in that second quarter. They got to find a way to get the offense going. And here is Carly Drop on the right side. Little spin move back out to Trimble at the left elbow. Now to Addie Eckert. Eckert to the high post. Drops back, gives it to Trimble. Right side jumper is good for Nora Trimble, and that breaks the ice.
But the basket also allows them to set up their full court press, which they haven't been able to do.
Makes it 23-14 with 6:15 to go in the third. Hoyt to the right side. Little behind the back dribble. Comes off of a screen and goes to the far side. This ball is tipped, but it gets to Eklund. They try to go down low, and the shot is up and good here for Stanford Jefferson and Tierney Turner. Makes it 25-14 with 6 minutes to go in the third here from SUNY Delhi. Right side of the floor for Reeves.
That's another thing. Turner sat for a long time in that first half for Stanford Jefferson with the two early fouls.
Addie Eckert, top of the key. Now they go inside for Deisenroth. Back to Trimble. Off the glass again. Off the front of the rim there. Tried to bank it in. Wouldn't go. We got another jump ball. This time SK gets the arrow. Another good look. Directly straight on. They try the floater off the glass, and the angle just wouldn't allow it to go.
And I think SKA was fortunate to get that as a jump ball. He very easily could have called that as an over-the-back call.
Deisenroth's going to go to the bench. Appears to be a little shaken up on the play. And so they bring Hendrickson back in. Hendrickson to the top of the key. 5.5 to go in this third quarter, live from SUNY Delhi. Trimble beating Addie Eckert. Addie's got 8 points. That's a team high. Steps back for a long two. In and out. Rebound for Hoyt. And as you said earlier, Coach, SJ's doing a good job on the boards. It's a lot of one and done.
Yeah, they're not allowing South Korea Andy's size to be a factor.
Hoyt into the paint. Tries a little pull-up from about 8 feet. Wouldn't go. Ball on the floor again. Another jump ball, and this time it's going to go with Stanford Jefferson.
But you can kind of sense SKA playing with a little more urgency here in this third quarter.
5:15 to go in the third. It's 25-14. Stanford Jefferson with the lead, and the Rams of SKA trying to claw their way back in. Now we got an official timeout here. Zebra Crew is going to get together and talk about this. A three-man crew. I think they saw something on the floor there, and they're going to clean it up real quick. Must be some
hair tie.
I was going to say, it's got to be a hair tie like or something, yeah.
I know a lot about those.
5:15 to go here, third quarter. And Stanford Jefferson to the right side. They try a long three here. It's an air ball, and a rebound goes to Lexi Hendrickson. SK trying to get them something going here. Across midcourt they come. They go to Addie Eckert on the left side with 5 minutes to go in the third. The Delaware League Championship game. Reeves into the paint. Gets tied up on the floor again, and a timeout's going to be taken by South Courtright. Just under 5 minutes to go in the third, and it's Stanford Jefferson girls leading SKA 25-14 in the Delaware League Championship game on WCDO.
The Umphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, out of the timeout, 4:54 to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. SK's got the ball out of the timeout. They go to Reeves. They're going right to left. They're in front of their own bench here. We're sitting at midcourt. They're right to our left. Pull-up jumper for Addie Eckert from the elbow is no good, and Carly Drop falling hard to the floor there on the rebound. Drop has been in and out of the lineup in the last couple of weeks here with some injuries, and she went down hard there. I think we're going to take an injury timeout, 25-14. Is our score. 4:43 to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, we're back. They helped Carly Drop over to the bench. Talking to her right now, making sure she's okay. I think she came down pretty hard. They're going to evaluate her for maybe a bump on the head, something like that. Better safe than sorry, that's for sure. SK still got the ball with 4.5 to go in the third, but again, just another tough break with one of your starters. Going to have to go to the bench for a little while. Lexi Hendrickson into the game. Her jumper no good from the left corner. She's going to dial it up again. Didn't pull the trigger, though. And SK is going to reset here with a fresh shot clock to work with. Trimble. Tries to go to Reeves on the far side, and the pass was too tall and out of bounds. And that's just kind of how this night has been here for the SK Rams.
Yeah, and I think in a normal game when they're seeing the ball go through the hoop, that pass back to that left corner would have been a shot. But I think they're just a little hesitant because they haven't seen the ball go through the basket.
Full court pressure coming now for the Rams. They got the athletes to do it, and they got a 10-second call right here.
This is what they need to happen. Now they need to capitalize and get a basket.
I want to thank our special sponsors, including Sydney Auto Body, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, and Preferred Mutual Insurance in New Berlin. 4 minutes to go in the third, and SKA's got the basketball. They go to Nora Trimble on the left side. They feed it to the baseline, working it back across, a three for Hendrickson. This would be big, and it's short. Rebound for Ecker. Tosses it up, and she's fouled. With 3:55 to go in the third quarter, SK trying to claw their way back in, but the shots continue to not fall. If we had the shooting percentage, what would your guess be here, Coach? Just a rough guess. I mean, it's got to be under 20%, right?
I was going to say about 18, 17%.
I mean, just to kind of sum it up to the listeners out there, as Eckert gets the first one to go at the line. It wouldn't be an old Delaware League slugfest if it wasn't a low-scoring battle like this. 25-15, make it 25-16. 10 now for Eckert. And Bevilacqua was going to the bench. As Bevilacqua was coming back in from the bench. Turner to the bench. She's got three fouls now, and she did not look pleased as she headed off. 25-16. Despite the poor shooting, SK still got a chance here. A lot of game left. McKenna Hoyt, a little step through, and she traveled. A nice move, but it took an extra step, so they say.
Sorry.
With 3:45 to go.
That's not a travel. That was a beautiful move.
All she did was shake her head as she went back down the floor.
That was called a Euro step.
3.5 to go in the third. SK trying to take advantage of that break. They go to Reeves, and her bounce pass to the far side, out of bounds. A little miscommunication on the far side. Bounces between two players, and right back to Stanford Jefferson. With 3.5 to go in the third. SJ throws it in, and they'll try to go for the left-handed layup, and it's blocked by Deisenroth. And now SJ struggling a little bit on offense here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I sense the momentum starting to shift here.
Here's Eckert in the paint to pull up for Addy. That's too strong. A little bit too much on it, and then a foul on Trimble. Pretty much a frustration reach-in foul on the rebound. It's going back to Stanford Jefferson.
Yeah, but that's not a bad foul because they're not shooting, and now Stanford Jefferson has to take it out, and they can apply their full-court press.
That's the first foul on either team here in this third quarter. Home run ball here.
So that foul turned into an extra possession.
SJ just threw it down the floor, the home run ball, and it went right to Deisenroth of SK. Nobody was even close to it. Deisenroth on the inside, up and in. It's good, and that's Deisenroth's first bucket of the game. She's got 3 points. It's 25-18. Look out here, folks. Now a steal by the Rams at midcourt. Deisenroth across the Broncos logo. They go to Trimble. She takes it inside. Missed the shot, but Reeves has got it. Reeves off the glass, and that rolls off the front of the rim. Two good looks, but again, wouldn't flush down. And now a timeout's going to be taken here by Stanford Jefferson. SK is kind of beaten and battered, but they're fighting their way back in. Stanford Jefferson wants to take a timeout to talk things over. 2:40 to go in the third. SJ 25, SKA 18. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, another special sponsor here tonight, along with JM Electrical Contracting in Bainbridge, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Gavin's Pizzeria and Gavin's Grinders in Sydney, as well as NYCM Insurance of Edmiston and the Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. All sponsors helping us for our six games over the next 3 days. We'll have the Tri-Valley games tomorrow from Unadilla Valley and the MAC games on Saturday from Oxford. 2:40 to go here in the third. It's 25-18. The ball is tipped, and SK's got a steal on the inbounds. So out of the timeout, they get another steal. Here's Eckert down low, off the glass and in. It's a five-point game. And Eckert's got 12, and she's played this whole quarter with those three fouls. And SJ just lost it out of bounds. Hoyt lost control of it, and it's going back to the Rams.
I think Uncle Mo is in the building now.
With 2:25, Uncle Momentum is here. 2:25 to go in the third. It's a five-point game.
Now Stanford Jefferson has some game pressure on that they haven't had pretty much the whole game.
Backing it out, Reeves. We'll go to Hendrickson. And if SK scores here and cuts it to one possession, the roof might blow off this place. Hendrickson for a two off the left side of the rim. Hoyt gobbles up a rebound. Big one there for McKenna.
A good stop there for Stanford Jefferson.
1:55 to go in the third. Down the floor. And a jumper is in and out for SJ. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It's going to stay here with the black and white. So a five-point game. Stanford Jefferson leading 25-20. They've only scored 2 points here in this third quarter.
They give the SKA defense credit here for keeping them around.
Here's Hoyt with a three from the left side. That's no good. A rebound shot also won't go down. Dizenroth gobbles up the rebound. That was Aubrey Merwin on the putback, and it wouldn't go.
Great job by Eckert not to foul.
Eckert to the left side. Pumps it inside for Dizenroth. She's blocked by Hoyt. Hoyt with a big block, and she's looking to run in transition. McKenna down the left side, into the paint, stops and pops, and can't get the shot to go. Bevilacqua with a rebound, and she's fouled. McKenna did everything but finish there. The shot was a little bit of a line drive, but kudos to Bevilacqua for grabbing that rebound.
And great hustle there by SKA. If she didn't cross that ball over, she was going to get it stripped from behind. I think she just kind of had a sixth sense that somebody was coming.
And so the foul was on the floor. They're going to find Bevilacqua. Dizenroth got a piece of it, though. Bevilacqua now gets it back. She's tripped. It's going to go out of bounds and go to South Courtright Andes. Bevilacqua wants a call, and nothing there. So does Coach Nebesnik. It's out of bounds and going back to the Rams.
There was some contact there, but I don't think it was a trip. It was just that feet got tangled, but feet were set, so you can't really call a foul there.
1:15 to go in the third. 25-20 the score. Stanford Jefferson girls leading here in the Delaware League Championship game. Addie Eckert with a long two. No, but Reeves has got the rebound on the far side. Works one back out to Hendrickson. Now to Reeves on the baseline. Steps through for Nora Trimble. Little three-step. Passes one back out. Long two here for Madison Reeves. No. It was well short. Out of bounds going back to Stanford Jefferson. Two good looks there for the Rams, and neither would go. With 50 seconds to go here in the third, in front of a packed house here at the field house at SUNY Delhi. Both sides of this arena pretty packed here, as they always are for these games. Stanford Jefferson across midcourt. Hoyt lost control of it. Dishes one over to Bevilacqua. Pump fake. Steps in. Her layup off the back of the rim. Both teams fighting for the rebound, and we got a jump ball. And this time it's going back to the Rams. Right place, right time for Bevilacqua, but the rebound putback wouldn't go.
They really need a hoop here to kind of get it to one possession going to the fourth.
25-20. Stanford Jefferson on top by five, late third quarter. SKA's got the ball. Trimble backs it out. Finds Hendrickson. College range three off the side of the rim. And a rebound for Stanford Jefferson. And now ball is loose. Both teams fighting for it. SK's got it. Trimble and Reeves came away with a tag team steal. They go to Eckert. Coming up on 10 seconds left in the third. Dizenroth to Hendrickson in the corner. The three is good for Lexi Hendrickson.
That time she did a really nice job of getting her feet set, and she had a great pass out from Dizenroth.
A two-point game, a shot at the buzzer. They can't get it off. And we're going to have a heck of a fourth quarter coming up. The Rams have come back to life. Stanford Jefferson 25, SKA 23. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. We start the fourth quarter in the Delaware League Championship game here for the girls. Stanford Jefferson leads by two, 25-23. Stanford Jefferson's going to have the ball as it was quickly knocked out of bounds, and they'll start with the ball to the left of their own hoop, and they'll look to work it in. And a little runner in the paint here for SJ. Won't go down, and a rebound here for Addie Eckert. Eckert's going to bring it down the floor for SK. She trips at midcourt, throws it off just in time, and they get it to Hendrickson, and we got a timeout taken here by Coach Burrows. Addie appears to be okay. Boy, we've seen twisted ankles. We've seen everybody falling down, hitting their head. We'll hope that everybody's okay. We'll keep it right here with 7:35 to go here in this fourth quarter, 25-23. I want to thank some more of our special sponsors here before I have a question for Coach. Sydney Federal Credit Union, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart. Big supporters here of the Delaware League Championship game. Coach, we've seen cold shooting, but, you know, we usually talk about this. This court here has 3 3-point lines on it, and you often wonder, we've seen a lot of girls shooting much deeper threes than they normally would because it's hard to know where your feet are at all times.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is all of the threes that have been made, I think, have been made from the corner.
Agreed, yeah.
Which is the closest of any of the shots.
All right, so someone out there is listening. Why three lines? We have to. Well, let's explain this.
Well, there's the old high school line, which is the one that's right at the top of the key, which is the current high school line. Then there is the girls' college line, but then they change that to go to the guys' college line. So that's why there's the three lines.
So there's the three lines if you're wondering at home. 25-23. Stanford Jefferson girls leading South Courtright Andes. Here's Eckert stepping through. Her shot, no. Second chance is blocked there by Hoyt. And the ball loose on the rebound, and SK comes back with it again. Here is Eckert on the baseline. Tries to cut one across the court. It's tapped away. Madison Reeves is able to track it down. Shot clock's at 15. Plenty of time left here on this shot clock, on this possession. Hendrickson with a corner three, and that's well short. An air ball rebound to Hoyt of Stanford Jefferson. Reeves chasing her down, and SKA on defense knocking it away from behind.
Again, great hustle by the Rams getting that ball from behind.
6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Stanford Jefferson on the baseline. They'll look to float it in. They go to Eklund in the corner. A little give and go. A three ball here is short for Stanford Jefferson. Rebound is up off the glass and good for Desiree Hillis. And she's got 3 points. And it's back to a four-point lead for Stanford Jefferson, 27-23. 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Reeves into the corner, finding Hendrickson again. Doesn't pull the trigger. They're going to work it around the top of the globe here to the far side. Now back to Hendrickson. This time she will fire, and she hits. Lexi Hendrickson with 6 points on two threes, and Stanford Jefferson wants a timeout. It's a one-point game, 27-26. Stanford Jefferson on top, 6:20 to go here, fourth quarter. Girls Delaware League Championship on CDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious
diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
A one-point game here in the fourth quarter of the 2025 edition of the Delaware League Girls Basketball Championship. Stanford Jefferson 27, South Courtright Andes 26. And now a steal by Addie Eckert. Stanford Jefferson was bringing it up the floor, and Addie came out of nowhere to steal that pass that was going across the court. They find Carly Dropp, who's back in. A three, and that bounces in and out. Dysonroth's got the rebound. Back out to Dropp. She wants another one. Fires off the back of the rim. And finally, a rebound for Stanford Jefferson. Great to see Dropp back in there. A steal here by the Rams. The full court pressure really paying off. They go to Dysonroth. She takes it to the interior. And we got a block, I believe, on Bevilacqua down low. Big-time collision. Dysonroth went down hard. And it is going to be a block here on Bevilacqua. And Turner's going to come back in, Bevilacqua to the bench. And she went down hard, and I think she signaled to the bench that Turner needed to come back in.
But South Courtright Andy's scoring has allowed them to set up their full court press, which has resulted in extra possessions.
Dysonroth ties this game up at the line. She's got 4 points. All these athletes well below their scoring average here tonight, but it's just turned into one of those games.
A grinded out game here.
Dysonroth, second shot, no, in and out, and a rebound for Hoyt. So we remain tied at 27 with 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter, live from SUNY Delhi. Chance of defense from the South K, the South Courtright fans. And the ball up near midcourt. Into the corner now, they try to go to Hoyt on the right low block. Up and off the glass, it's good for McKenna Hoyt. Her first basket of the second half, she's got 12 points. And it's 29-27 for SJ. You know, if you're a Stanford Jefferson fan, you still got to say, hey, we're in the lead right now in the fourth quarter. Championship game. Addie Eckert on the baseline. Finding Hendrickson. Another corner three for Lexi. Off the front of the rim. No, Dropp with the rebound. Put back. She's got it. First basket of the game for Carly Dropp. And we're tied at 29.
And again, here comes that full court press.
Hoyt across midcourt. Nice little fake to get across the logo and the midcourt timeline. Beating one for Eklund. And they go to the straightaway three opportunity here for Stanford Jefferson. Excuse me, no. Rebound for SK and Carly Dropp. Dropp looks energized coming in off the bench after going down hard there early in the third. So we're tied at 29 with 4:40 left here in this ballgame. Where would you rather be? Coming off a screen. Eckert stripped out of bounds, and it's going to Stanford Jefferson. 29 all here in the Delaware League Championship game. 14 straight wins in this game for SK. They've got 17 straight appearances. Stanford Jefferson across midcourt. Ball is loose and Hendrickson's got it. Two on one if she can hurry. Hendrickson pumps the brakes, pulls it back out. The Rams have the basketball. They go to the far side with Reeves. Now to Eckert. And she'll slow it down. Now Eckert into the paint. Find Hendrickson in the corner. Another three is good for Lexi Hendrickson.
That's her spot.
9 points on three threes, and SK leads 32-29 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hoyt at midcourt gets fouled here by Carly Dropp with exactly 4 minutes to go.
That's a tough call. She wasn't set, but she had legal guarding position. But because she wasn't set, I don't think they called it as a charge.
Boy, this has been a war. Very physical. Both sides finding themselves on the floor constantly. Loose balls. A lot of hustle plays. Been fun to watch as a neutral observer, but I think there's going to be some ice and bumps and bruises tomorrow. Spin move here. In the paint for McKenna Hoyt. She missed the shot, but she was fouled, and Hoyt's going to go to the line. And here's our team foul situation. As that foul's going to be on Dysonroth, her second, team's second. Only one foul on Stanford Jefferson, excuse me. So that's our foul situation. Two for SK and one for Stanford Jefferson. if you're keeping track of that at home, especially here in the fourth, as Hoyt gets the first shot to go. She's got 13. So, Greg, if she makes this shot, she'll tie the school record and her sister, Melanie Hoyt. And she's got it. She ties the school record, 1,619 points. So in her next basket, she will be the all-time scoring leader in Stanford history. It's a 32-31 ball game right now. SK on top, and they add right back to it with Addie Eckert. A jumper from inside the paint from about 10 feet makes it 34-31 with 3.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Hoyt, wants a college range three. Maybe rushed it a little bit, missed the shot. Trimble's got it down the left side. Trimble takes it in. Her shot was kind of deflected there by Hoyt, who got back on defense. And Stanford Jefferson's got the rebound with 3:15 left. Pull-up jumper here. A three ball for Stanford Jefferson there from Kathy Aha. Won't go. And another rebound here for Nora Trimble. Trying to go coast to coast. Trimble off the glass, and she hits. Nora Trimble now with 7 points. And a timeout taken by Stanford Jefferson with 3 minutes left. And the Rams are on top 36-31. We'll be back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, 3 minutes left to decide the Delaware League Championship game. And the South Courtright Andes girls lead Stanford Jefferson 36-31. They've erased an 11-point deficit to get back here. And now a steal on the press by the Rams. Here comes Dyson Roth. Going to slow it down. Gives it to Carly. Drop, and she'll pull it back out. Smart move there by SKA with 2:40 to go here in the fourth. Addie Eckert to the right side. He's played this whole second half with 3 fouls, and she scores here. What a take by Addie Eckert. 16 for Addie. And it's 38-31. Eklund across midcourt. And the double team there. They get through it this time. They go to Hoyt in the paint. Hoyt with a pull-up jumper and a traveling violation. She couldn't come down in time, got stuck in a weird spot, and the travel gives it back here to the Rams. What a comeback here for SKA. 38-31. 17th straight appearance in this game for South Courtright Andes, going for their 15th in a row. 15th championship win in a row. And now we got a jump ball at midcourt. Trimble got tied up in a double team with 2:11 left.
I think South Courtright Andes is fortunate there because Stanford Jefferson had possession of the ball, but that was after the ref blew the whistle.
Rams get it in the backcourt. 2:10 to go here in the fourth. They feed it down low for Dyzenroth. She's fouled there by McKenna Hoyt. And Dyzenroth is, boy, she's been on the floor a lot here tonight. She's a tough cookie. She'll head to the line. 2:06 left. How do you feel about Uncle Mo right now? All with you. SK?
Told you he was in line. Then he got in the gym. Now he's in a seat eating his popcorn.
Dyzenroth. First shot off the front of the rim.
And the Uncle Mo I know likes popcorn.
He likes to show up to games at just the right time.
He does.
Dyzenroth hits the second. And so Dyzenroth's got 5. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth. It's 39-31. Hoyt across midcourt. Hoyt in the corner, double team, will feed one back out. Finds Natalie DeBesnick, and a timeout's going to be taken here.
Oh, no, you got a foul.
Who got the foul? Okay, I thought George called timeout there.
I did too. We got a foul on number 11 for the Rams.
So Hendrickson picks up that foul. So three fouls on SK, two on Stanford Jefferson. SJ's got the ball, 1:50 to go. SK leads 39-31. A pass inside for Tierney Turner, and that won't go down. And a rebound here for Addie Eckert. And Addie's going to walk it across midcourt. And SK is really in the driver's seat. If you had said that about 45 minutes ago, somebody probably would have called you crazy. But the SK magic has been real here. Dysonroth into the paint. Floats one down for Nora Trimble. Her shot wouldn't go. Eckert with a rebound. Her second chance is also off the mark. And Hoyt's got a rebound. Gets tied up there with Trimble. And we got a jump ball with 1:23 left. No love lost between these two teams.
He's
we got a foul. A foul there on Trimble. I think everybody in the gym thought it was the jump ball.
Except for the one official. He must have had the best angle.
Nora came in a little, it's all about the angle.
It is.
Nora came in a little late. So maybe, and he was right there in front of it. I'll give him
he
that.
He was.
He's laughing with McKenna right now, so they're having a good time. 1:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. You love to see that little bit of sportsmanship. Everybody's got a smile on here. Ball knocked out of bounds on the inbounds. It'll stay with SJ. With 1:20 left.
Not a necessity for a three, but Stanford Jefferson needs points on this possession.
And could McKenna stay tied right now with her sister? This ball rolls out of bounds, and SJ lost control of it. Eklund, it went through her legs, through her hands, and it's going to go back to the Rams.
I think she'd trade all those points for a win today.
I know she would. I've talked to her many times off the record about it, about how much she wants this. Wants to bring a championship to her school. Her sisters and all their playing days, her two older sisters, could never beat this SK team. And they want to do it. But they trailed 39-31 with a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. And to the high post, they find drop, and she's blocked there by McKenna Hoyt. Out of bounds, it's going to stay with the Rams. And SK can smell it now with 57 seconds left, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Burrows. SK girls lead 39-31. Delaware League Championship. We're under a minute to go, and we'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 57 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. SK's got the ball and a 39-31 lead. Trying to win another Delaware League championship game. They work it into Addie Eckert. Eckert will pull it out. No real pressure here from Stanford Jefferson. Coming up on five on the shot clock. They're going to play it straight up. Eckert with a shot there. Missed it. Drop with a rebound. She got stripped. Bevilacqua's got it with 40 seconds left. And a timeout is going to be taken here. I couldn't see which side took it. I believe it was Stanford Jefferson. All right, so they'll take the timeout. Coach and I will keep it right here. Again, want to thank our special sponsors, including Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Gavin's Pizzeria, Gavin's Grinders in Sydney, Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, as well as Lasting Impression, Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. What a start to the six-game stretch here, Coach.
And for those of you wondering at home, like, why would they call a timeout? They're trailing. In girls basketball, as long as you make no attempt to dribble the ball and advance it up the court, if you call a timeout with the ball in the backcourt, you can advance it to the front court. So rather than have the ball and have to travel the length of the court, now Stanford Jefferson is inbounding the ball from in front of their bench.
That's a nice piece if you can use it, and they're going to try to use it here. The offense has been cold in the second half for SJ. They need a huge bucket here. Here's Bevilacqua, and she's fouled by Addie Eckert. That's going to be her fourth. But I chuckle because she's played this whole second half in foul trouble with three fouls and just picks up the fourth right there. I thought she's done a masterful job of staying out of foul trouble.
The fifth foul. They shoot on five.
34 seconds left here. And Bevilacqua will head to the line. And her first shot is good for Bevilacqua. 39-32, that is the 15th foul on SK. Coach Burrow's explaining that to some fans here next to us. So Bevilacqua goes 2 out of 2.
Fake free throws there. Two-possession game.
39-33. Reeves has got it in the backcourt, and a foul here by Stanford Jefferson. They still got a couple to give here.
Yep, so they can. What that means is that we're not shooting. The Rams are not shooting, so Stanford Jefferson is going to have a chance to steal the inbounds again.
30 seconds left, and another foul. That's the fourth team foul, and the fifth one will be coming up here in just a second. Yeah, they foul Addie Eckert. So 28 and a half left. This is going to send Eckert to the line in a six-point ball game with SK on top, 39-33.
Coach Burrows discreetly told Addie that she needed to go get the ball because they were going to foul, and he wanted her to shoot the ball.
Having Addie on my travel team the last couple of years, I can confidently say she's someone you want at the line. I don't want to put the broadcaster's curse on her here, but she is someone that, despite the moment, always seems to be able to find a way. Eckert's first shot at the line is the broadcaster's curse, in and out. Second one coming here for the senior, 1,000-point score earlier this year in a 39-33 ball game. Addie steps up and hits the second. 17, that's a game high here for Addie. Timeout taken, it's 40-33. With 28 and a half seconds left, we are going to pause for 30 seconds this time in the Delaware League Championship game on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 28 and a half seconds to go here. Fourth quarter of the girls Delaware League Championship game from SUNY Delhi. SKA girls leading Stanford Jefferson 40-33. Coach, what does SKA have to do to just try to get through this last 28 seconds, put this thing on ice?
Well, the first thing, they can't foul, because if they foul, Stanford Jefferson's going to the free throw line. They just have to play good, solid defense, don't foul, box out, rebound. Basically, even if Stanford Jefferson scores, they're going to have to foul. You basically just need to either rebound the ball and be strong with it, because they're going to foul you, or if they score, get it inbounds, they're going to foul you. So you got to make free throws.
28 seconds left. Stanford Jefferson advances the ball, and then we got a foul here on South Courtright. Lexi Hendrickson.
So fouling in this situation is kind of what Stanford Jefferson wants to happen, because the clock is not moving, and it allows you to score points without the elapse of time.
So this is going to send Stanford Jefferson to the line, and Hillis misses the first. Second one coming. And that hurts. Need everything you can get right now here late in this ball game. And the second one for Hillis is good. So she has 4 points. Makes it 40-34. Here is Carly Dropp in the backcourt, trying to dribble out of harm's way, gets it back to Eckert. And now we got a foul on Stanford Jefferson. They're just running out of time here with 19.7 left.
See, but you would have liked that foul to occur as soon as the ball was inbounded, no dribbling, because that allowed time to run off the clock. We got a two-possession game here, so Stanford Jefferson's hope is that you miss two free throws and then they come down and make a three.
And if this ends up with another SK victory, I'll feel for Stanford Jefferson. I mean, they work so hard to get to this game. As Eckert makes the first here at the line, she's got 18. Year after year, you get here, and to have this lead here, to be up double figures tonight, and to just not be able to close it out. Eckert goes 2 out of 2. She's got 19. 42-34 with 15 seconds left. Little dribble drive here for SJ. The shot won't go. Bevilacqua a rebound. Out of bounds, it's going to go back to SKA, and now they can taste it with 10 seconds left. And their 17th straight appearance, and Trimble is fouled on the right side. It's tied up there with Hoyt. Good sportsmanship by Hoyt to catch her, though, as she was falling down. And Hoyt's got a smile on her face, kind of joking it up here with Trimble. You know, a lot of these girls, they're rivals, but they're friends, too. Only 5 miles between the two towns of Stamford and where the SK school is, right around Hobart. So you're going to know each other pretty well, as Trimble can't get the first one to go at the line. But it's going to still sting here for Stamford Jefferson. You had a great chance at this one. And the second shot here for Trimble at the line. Missed it. Out of bounds here for Hoyt. And it's going to go back to Stamford Jefferson with about 6 seconds left. 42-34. They'll get it in one last time. Hoyt's going to dribble it out. A half-court heave that goes in. Hoyt gets that one to go, and that's going to give her the scoring record with 17, but that's going to do it. 42-37. The SKA girls, in their 17th straight appearance, win their 15th Delaware League championship in a row. They've won 16 of the last 17. And just on the side note, McKenna Hoyt with that half-court heave is now the all-time leading scorer in Stamford history. She finishes with 17 tonight. She passes her sister, Melanie Hoyt. She's now got 1,622 points. So Coach and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with our awards and get you set for the start of the boys' game. 42-37, SKA girls defeat Stamford Jefferson. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, one last time for the girls' championship. As South Courtrai Andes defeats Stamford Jefferson 42-37, so they win the regular season title. They win the league championship game here, so they walk away with the two trophies here tonight. And let's go through our scoring summary first here, just in the essence of time, because we're preparing for the boys' game. I'll do high scores. 17, that's the team high, excuse me, for Stamford Jefferson. 17 for McKenna Hoyt tonight, and she's now the all-time leading scorer in Stamford history with 1,622 points. Think about it. She's got the rest of this year and next year. She's going to have a real chance at 2K. So congratulations to McKenna. They gave her a nice little ball here after the game. Tears of happiness and tears of sad. I'm sure she traded all, as you said, Coach, to win this game here tonight.
Yeah, she's a really good player. I enjoy watching her play, and you just wish that, you know, maybe the game had a different outcome. I think they'll look back at this and say, we had them right where we wanted them at halftime, and then, you know, the SK magic kind of showed up.
Addie Eckert with 19, that's a game high for SK. 9 for Lexi Hendrickson on 3 threes, 7 for Nora Trimble, 5 for Caitlin Dizenroth tonight. Let's get into our three awards to wrap things up. Then we're going to be taking a short break before we come back with the Delaware League Boys Championship game. So first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is our sponsor. They're top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Let's go with Addie Eckert here at game-high 19. Played the whole second half there with those three fouls. Only picked up the fourth foul late. Did what she needed to do and kind of put this team on her back to get the job done in her senior season.
Yeah, I thought it was crucial that she did not pick up that fourth foul in the third quarter. She did a really good job on not fouling. And then her offense kind of came around, and she really scored fairly decent in the second half, I thought. She's a good player.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We're going to go with Lexi Hendrickson here. Three threes, three huge threes, 9 points. I also thought she was a key part on the press steals that turned into offense. And 2 years in a row, Lex here in the championship game is going to get one of our WCDO awards.
Yeah, she did have those crucial three threes from the left corner here, but as we were talking here, I was thinking, I remember that play where there were several plays in the press where she kind of either tipped the ball or had a steal. It was the one where the Stanford Jefferson girl fell down and she had it and advanced the ball. So I thought she did a really nice job in the press in the second half.
So finally tonight we're going to have our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We want to go to McKenna Hoyt with this. 17 points, a great effort, a new school record. I feel for her. I mean, she's a great kid. I love talking to her. Her family is awesome. It's fun to give her the All-Purpose Award here, and you hope that at some point maybe she gets over the hump here and all the student-athletes get over the hump for Stanford Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, she's certainly a handful. I would not want to come up with a defensive game plan to try to stop her as an opposing coach, but you have to appreciate her game. We talked about it pregame. She can score from all three levels. We didn't include the half-court bank shot at the end there.
What a way to get the record,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's a really good player, and like you said, maybe the cards will fall correctly for her next year.
All right, that's going to wrap up our girls' championship. Again, with the South Courtright Andes girls defeating Stanford Jefferson 42-37. Stay tuned. We'll take a quick break. We'll play some tunes, and we'll be back with our Butler Auto pregame show. The boys' championship is coming up in just a few minutes. South Courtright Andes against Margaretville. We're in for a heck of a game there, too, between those two teams. A lot of firepower out on the floor tonight. So for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. We'll see you back here at SUNY Del High in a few minutes on WCDO.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself.